Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, dating, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: romantic comedies are ruining me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a woman in my late 20s, and my man is 32 years old. He has had only one other girlfriend, and he's inexperienced in being romantic. I'm all about the romance, so I'm really into romantic comedies, but I think they're ruining my love life. I love my boyfriend. He has so many great qualities, but when it comes to romancing me and wooing me, he falls short. I'm very particular in how I like things, so I think he's developed a mindset that it's better to do nothing at all than to do something that I will not like. I would love for him to do something elaborate for our first anniversary, which is coming up soon, but nothing too grand. I like candlelit dinners, but he likes rose petals and plastic flowers all on the floor. I like hotels with a jacuzzi in the room, but he likes those awful motels with heart-shaped beds. I like fine chocolates, but he gets those gigantic heart-shaped boxes of chocolates. I like long romantic drives, but he got a white stretch limo the last time I told him to surprise me. For me, there's a fine line between romantic and cheesy. I want a romantic experience tailored to me and my personality, not a generic waste of money. I bring these things up casually in conversation, but I think he's worried about displeasing me, so he's not going to put forth any effort at all anymore. I'm the romantic one, and for our date nights, I suggest mood lighting, the candles, the food, and the music. I know what I like, and I've been making sure I'm comfortable for our romantic moments. I thought by now he'd be able to take the hint, but I don't think he gets it. So how do I get him to romance me like on the movies? Please help. What? Okay. You probably, if you want them to romance you like they romance women in the movies, you're probably going to have to actually be in a movie with someone other than your man for that to happen. I just think you need to get your head out of the movies, okay? Because it's the movie. It's not real. It's not reality. This is real life, and that's not what you have. And you cannot change him, okay? You obviously have two different ideas of what it means to be romantic. And when he does do something, it seems like you complain about it. I think you should at least give him an E for effort because he has done some things. You just didn't like what he did. I don't blame you on the plastic flowers, though. I really don't. That's kind of crazy. That isn't anything to break up about, though. This, what you're going through, this is nothing to break up about. You say you love him and you say he has so many great qualities. So I say to you, stop comparing him to the men in the movies. Those are scripted movies. They have writers to write those lines and for them to do the things that they do in the movies, okay? You got to stop comparing him to that and the fairy tales and all of that. And realize that you have a man with little or no experience in the romance area, but like you say, he's got a lot of good qualities, a lot of great qualities. So concentrate on those, all right? And he can't read your mind, so you're going to have to tell him outright instead of dropping hints. Steve?
Well, romantic comedies are ruining me. First of all, just let me say this. You tripping.
Yeah, she really is.
You tripping. Shirley's exactly right. This is reality. This ain't no movie. Can't nobody do that. All that's in the movie. I'm one of the greatest players ever lived and born into this game. And even I can't do this all the damn time. I can do it every now and then. But can't nobody do this all the time? I got to go to work. I got to pay these bills. I got responsibility. I'm a man. I forget things. Sometimes I don't see it. But you tripping, though. And see, you tripping all through the letter. You in your late 20s. Your man 32. Now, you trying to put it off. He only had one other girlfriend, and he's inexperienced at being romantic. I'm all about romance, so I'm really into romantic comedies. But I think they ruining my love life. I love my boyfriend. He got some of the great qualities. But when it comes to romancing me or wooing me, he falls short. Okay, so how did he get you then?
Yeah.
How did he become your damn boyfriend? If he falls short, what was he doing to get you to be his girlfriend where you was overlooking all that wooing? Oh, I know what it was. Oh, I know what it was.
What was it, Steve?
Oh. He might not know how to light no candle, but he know how to light that damn fire, though. He might not know how to throw no rose petals in the floor, but he know how to fry your bacon. Oh, I see what's happening right here. Yeah, okay, so now let's go on. I'm very particular in how I like things, so I think he's developed a mindset that it's better not to do nothing at all than to do something I will not like. Okay, well, you know what that means? He's shell-shocked. Hell, every time he tries something, you don't like it. And you a trip. See, it ain't like you ain't got a man that ain't doing nothing. And you and then listen to this line right here. I would love for him to do something elaborate for our first anniversary, which is coming up soon, but nothing too grand. What?
Yeah.
Now, you want him to do something elaborate. But you don't want him to do nothing too grand. You confusing. You want elaborate, but not too grand. Now, if you tell that to any man, do you know where that leaves us? Well, to our own line of thinking. She wants something elaborate, but not too grand.
You all right, Steve, listen. Hold on for part two, okay? We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. My strawberry letter for today, subject: romantic comedies are ruining me. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Romantic comedies are ruining me.
Yeah, this lady, 29 years old, got a dude, 32. She said he only had one other girlfriend, so he's not romantic. And, you know, she's been watching a lot of romantic comedy, so she got a particular way she likes stuff. Now, Shirley has pointed out very pointedly that you in real life, this ain't a movie. Now, I'm one of the greatest players of all time, like I said earlier. But even I can't keep it up all the damn time. You know, every now and then I hit it over the wall, but, you know, sometimes I miss. And you know why? Because I got to go to work. I got time to be sitting up here throwing these road pedals all in the floor every damn night. I got to go to work. I can't run your bath water, damn it. I'm asleep. In here, it's tired in hell. I can't towel pat you dry every time you take a bath. Now, I can towel pat you dry every now and then, but every time you take a damn bath, well, who is I now? Who is I'm Albert, the damn butler? I mean, damn husband, I can't be in here. And then here you go. And then you confusing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about when it comes to romance, he wooing me, he falls short. Well, how did he get you? How did he get you? He must be doing something. We all know what that is, though, don't we? Mm-hmm. Oh, he might not throw no rose petals in the flow, but he sure don't know how to throw you in the damn flow, though. See, something working out over there.
One more time, yeah. Steve. So what? Now, say that again.
He might not know how to throw rose petals in the flow, but he sure don't know how to throw you in the flow. So now you fell in love with him. Now all of a sudden you want some damn rose petals. You wasn't right. Asking for them rose petals when you getting all them carpet burns on your butt. Scooting you across the floor at high speed.
High speed?
Now,
I love it.
I'm very particular on how I like things, so I think he's developed a mindset that it's better to do nothing at all than to do something that what I would not like. Well, that's because I said he's shell-shocked. Because every time he do something, you don't like it. And then here you go with your crazy self. I would love for him to do something elaborate for our first anniversary, which is coming up soon, but nothing too grand. What? Make up your mind. Do you want it elaborate or you want it too grand? What you want? You confusing the man. I like candlelit dinners, but he like rose petals and plastic flowers all on the floor. Okay. Did you tell him you don't like rose petals on the floor? Now, I will admit it's hard to walk on plastic flowers.
That is
hard to do. I kind of agree with you right there.
Mm-hmm.
I like hotels with a jacuzzi in the room. See, well, where did you start liking all this at? See, you done brought a lot of experience to the game where every hotel room you got a jacuzzi in it. Where that's at?
Right.
Where you find all these damn hotels with jacuzzi in it? And then better yet, he liked the ones with heart-shaped beds. I ain't been in a hotel nowhere with a damn heart-shaped bed. Where you finding these rooms at?
He likes motels.
I done been in hotels all over the world, and I have yet to walk in a room that has a heart-shaped bed in it. You know how hard it is to stay on a heart-shaped bed? Scoot down, scoot over. You're in the crack, fall off. I hold up, my ass is hanging off. My foot is too low. Move your head up. My elbow against the headboard. You're in the middle of the heart. You're in the crack. You're finna fall down. Pull me up. That's too much.
But thank you, though.
I like fine chocolates, but he likes those gigantic heart-shaped boxes of chocolate. Okay, you said you like chocolates. The giant heart-shaped boxes, ain't it chocolates in there?
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, I like long romantic drives, but he got a white stretch limo. Maybe he was tired. He was at work. He couldn't drive you nowhere, so he got a limo. Don't nobody really get white limos no more, though, that is.
You going to throw that in?
Yeah, that along with limos, the plastic flowers.
you know with your drink glasses in it and stuff that ain't yours. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway. For me, there's a fine line between romantic and cheesy. I want a romantic experience tailored to me and my personality, not a generic waste of money. He don't know that.
Yeah, you gotta tell him.
But at least you got a man that's steady trying to do something for you. But all you doing, like Shirley said, is your ass is complaining. Mm-hmm. So now he don't know what to do. Damn, but you won't tell him, but he got to guess. He can't read your mind. Shirley said that. Mm-hmm. The man can't read your mind. Anyway, I like things. I bring up these things in casual conversation. Men don't do casual conversation. You have to tell your man what you like.
Elba.
But I think he's worried about displeasing me, so he's not going to put forth any effort at all anymore, because every time he do something, he get it wrong. So if you keep getting it wrong, you're going to stop doing it. This is a lot of, I suggest moonlighting. I suggest mood lighting. The candles, the food, and the music. I know what I like, and I've been making sure I'm comfortable for our romantic moments. I thought by now he'd be able to take the hint, but I don't think he gets it. So how do I get him to romance me like in the movies? Little girl, listen to me.
What movies?
Stuff that's happening in the movies happens in the movies. In real life, you can't get that all the damn time. It's unrealistic to expect it, and you're going to be disappointed.
That's right. And all right, so Steve.
The people in the movie ain't getting that everything.
Thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.